Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking to Marty Whittakin. She's a board-certified clinical nutritionist. She also is host of her own popular radio program, Healthy by Nature. You can find it at healthybynatureshow.com. And sign up for her newsletter as well. It's very informative. Marty is a big fan, as I am, of Dr. Ahira's probiotics. She's coined a term, which is postbiotics. So what's that all about?
When I was first writing the two books about the digestive system, I knew, and I think part of it came as a hint from something you had said. I dug in and looked, and yes, maybe what the bacteria make are possibly the most important reason we have them, although they do on their own kind of crowd out bad guys and so on. And so I started looking, and there was not a pronounceable term for what all of that stuff was. And I looked and I said, well, there's pre, pro, well, post. This happens after the antibiotic, probiotics get busy and do their things. And it's all manner of things like, enzymes, because they digest things that we can't. We don't digest fiber.
Right.
There are antimicrobials called bacteriocins, vitamins, neurotransmitters. We make more serotonin, the happy hormone, and melatonin, the one that helps us sleep, in the gut by far than we do in the brain. Maybe 400 times as much melatonin, for example. There are organic acids, which help the lining of the intestinal tract to be
like
healthy.
Butyrate is very important.
Very important.
Yeah, it's also a kind of a fuel for the brain as well.
You could probably write a book on butyrate. It's what butters smell like butter. It's the butyric acid. Amino acids, signaling compounds, and even the DNA and pieces of the cell wall of the bacteria that have expired, those all have a signaling effect, because we, our own human cells, only have about 1% of the DNA in our bodies. The rest of it comes from bacteria, so they're a critical part of our instruction manual.
So what happens when as so many people do, they take acid blocking medication? Because that was actually the thesis of your book. You must have written that book like 15, 20 years ago by now. I mean, it was great when it came out, but time flies. And you really had some insights into, you know, how we're damaging our intestinal balance and undermining our health with these acid blockers. You know, I think there are tens of millions of Americans who take them routinely, and they're told that basically they will be dependent on them for a lifetime.
It's very, very sad. Yeah, I think I wrote the first edition was probably 10 years ago, and it's been several years since I wrote the second edition. But the only thing that's really changed, if I go back in to update that, would be to list the studies that prove what I was predicting actually
happened. Right, because you were like a Cassandra, you know, you're predicting all kinds of calamity, and it was like, why are you so, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling down. But, it, you know, study after study is now suggesting that there's some pretty harmful downstream effects of that. Why are the effects so legion, you know, of these medications?
Well, it's because the original plan was so good, and we think that we can violate it without paying the cost. We have stomach acid for very good reason. It's for sterilizing whatever we come across so we can get rid of the viruses and the bacteria that we inhale and go down the esophagus into the stomach. And we need it for absorbing minerals. And you only have to look at one, like magnesium. If we don't get enough magnesium and the heart doesn't beat regularly, that could be a big problem. It affects the immune system. Vitamin B12, if you don't have enough vitamin B12, you can get permanent nerve damage. And there are more and more warnings coming from the FDA, including kidney failure and so on. But no, we need stomach acid for a thing that they haven't even talked about, to set the stage for the proper pH for our gut bacteria. And as we've just been discussing, the gut bacteria are involved in every aspect of health. And so when you just say, well, I'm just going to cut off this whole process, starting with the stomach, you can just imagine any cancer, any kind of untoward event coming after that is feasible, because you aren't obeying the first law, which is give the body what it needs and don't gum up the works by cutting off a vital process.
But realistically, there are going to be some people who require these medications because, you know, for example, some people have Barrett's esophagus and they're in mortal fear that they'll develop esophageal cancer. So, you know, per protocol, you know, it's paint by numbers medicine. The doctors are saying, absolutely, you must take acid blockers for the rest of your life. Okay, let's even accept that premise. Is there the potential to mitigate the damage by taking a product like Dr. O'Hara's probiotic to at least in part offset the unbalancing effects to the GI tract?
Well, I have heard from people that their doctor said, you'll have to be on this for this acid blocking drug forever because you have hiatal hernia. They don't know that you can, that can be manipulated.
Half of people have that. You know, it's frankly, it's sort of like saying you have a deviated septum. You know, if you look for it, you'll find it.
Yeah. I have seen Barrett's esophagitis reversed by first getting to the root cause, because stomach acid was never the problem. It was the fact that something was allowing stomach acid to get into the esophagus. And once you solve the problems, which may well be stem from the microbiome being an imbalance, once you fix that, then everything else can get better and people can gradually transition off of proton pump inhibitors onto an H2 blocker, hopefully not one of the ones that cause cancer, which we've now found it to be a problem just recently, and not just from a contaminant, but the actual way the drugs work.
Exactly. That was the, I mean, was it the contaminant, or is it how the ingredient is metabolized into a carcinogen? It's not even that clear.
Well, I think it's becoming clear that certain of them, just by the virtue of the way they work, mm-hmm. are carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful about that as well. But that might be a step toward weaning off of acid-blocking drugs altogether. Mm-hmm. And with Dr. O'Hara's, the thing I like is if you've got the feeling that the meal isn't sitting well, or you're getting a little bit of a burn, it's the only one I know of that you can chew a couple and get some immediate relief. Mm-hmm. And that's because, not because the bacteria are in there, but it's because of the postbiotics get in there and kind of reestablish order.
Right. I've tried that trick, and I've recommended it to some of my patients, and they say it really works. But I think people are just so used to the paradigm of taking, you know, one twice daily and swallowing it, you know, just the way we take all our other supplements. You can actually, you know, kind of up the ante. And, you know, if you're having distress, you could take 6 or 8. You can chew on them. And, you know, it's going to run you some bucks if you do that, you know, day in and day out. But if you just do it temporarily, that may tide you over a rough patch.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be too much of a problem if you do it after Thanksgiving dinner or after a summer picnic when Aunt Martha's potato salad sat out too long. But if you took, there's no problem, no side effect from taking lots of it. The only, I like to say the only problem would be poverty if you, if you took 20 a day every day, you know, it would take a nick in the budget.
Right. But there's not, you know, any contraindication to taking it in high doses. Let's switch gears and talk about a new development. The folks at Essential Formulas, you know, they maintained like a single product approach for a really long time, as long as I can remember. It's got to be like almost 20 years. You know, I was kind of an early adopter on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And then they introduced the RegActive line. So what prompted them to introduce that? And was that designed to, you know, it's like a render the previous product obsolete?
No, not at all. They just found the research on this particular strain. It's, for short, it's ME3. And they saw the research on it and the fact that it's postbiotic. At least one of them is glutathione, which is the master detoxifier, master antioxidant in the body. And it's very difficult to get any other way. The pills of glutathione, they are very expensive and they only raise the blood levels a little bit because it gets broken down in the liver. Going to the doctor for an IV might be important in a crisis, but that's not something you can do as a way of life. So when they found that this bacteria would implant in the gut and turn into a little glutathione factory, they wanted to bring that to people, but they still think we need to maintain a good environment in the gut because we have thousands of other strains that we need to keep healthy and active. So the Dr. O'Hara's is the basis, and the RegActive, which is the product they put it in, is just to boost the glutathione levels. And then they added nutrients that are known to help the various, one is immune and vitality. They have another one that's cardiovascular, and then the other is liver and detox. Personally, I take half a dose of the one that's for immune and vitality and half a dose of the one for liver and detox.
You're hedging your bets. You're sort of like...
That's just kind of what my body told me. I needed it had nothing to do with the ME3. It was the fact of the other ingredients. But I'm really glad they've come out with a pill that is just the ME3. So if you already have your whole supplement regimen worked out to your satisfaction, you can just add the ME3.
Right. I like that idea because I'm kind of a single ingredient guy. You know, if I want a combination of ingredients, you know, I try to administer them carefully because, you know, if you put four or five things together in a product, I mean, some people might be sensitive. You know, I have a lot of sensitive patients. It's sometimes hard to know. So you just, with this product, it's called RegActive Essential ME3. It's the glutathione support supplement. You're just getting the probiotic L-fermentum that makes glutathione in your gut. And kind of an interesting story. They seem to have tracked down some researchers in, of all places, Estonia, which is kind of a cool country. It's become sort of a high-tech mecca on the Baltic coast. And these researchers isolated and patented a specific type of probiotic. It's called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. And they found that it had the property to produce and optimize levels of glutathione. And the rest is history. So they licensed it to Central Formulas. And they have an exclusive on it, as far as I know. I don't think that any other supplements contain that ingredient.
No, not in the U.S. You want to hear something funny about Estonia, which until I heard about ME3, I didn't even honestly know it existed. But I found before I was... last spring, I was going to take my husband and I were going to take a Baltic cruise, and I found out that my book, The Probiotic Cure, had been translated into Estonian.
Wow.
And so I contacted the folks, and I did a book signing while I was in Estonia.
Nice. So you were like a local celebrity.
Beautiful.
Right? Yeah.
I felt very important for about one day. And it was, and they were lovely. They gave us a tour and all, but beautiful country. I apologize for not knowing about them sooner.
Right. So you know you've made it when your book is translated into Estonian and you're hailed as a conquering hero, you know, amid the ancient castles and battlements of this kind of medieval old city there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an interesting part of the world. Okay, so anyway, so good research backs this up. I think it's also something that can be, you know, again, returning to our theme, we want to keep well through the holiday season. So, you know, what role for glutathione? Is, you know, glutathione germane to a program to fend off illness?
Well, since toxins are something, just taking that piece of it alone, since toxins are one of the things that drag down our immune system, and we're encountering more and more all the time. I recently saw some research that it was some crazy number, like 93% of the people that they tested had glyphosate, that herbicide, better known as Roundup, in their blood. And mm-hmm. supposedly,
even those of us who deliberately avoid, we eat organically, but it's in the environment. It just kind of, you know, it drifts to fields that are organic. It's in the water supply. We get it by walking on, you know, grass and, you know, playing golf on golf courses that are just laced with that stuff.
Breathing. It's kind of hard to get by without that.
Yes.
And it is an herbicide, and it's used just willy-nilly, and not even just to kill weeds. You know, they're finding new uses for it, which makes the Bayer, is the owner company, they bought it from Monsanto, who was probably smart enough to bail before all of the cancer lawsuits came tumbling out of the woodwork. But idea, and this is just one of the things that I find so alarming about the FDA and the USDA. They'll say, well, we tested a little bit of it on a mouse for a week and they didn't die, so it must be okay. They don't look at what is the long-term effect of getting a little bit of it every day, having it always on board, in combination with a 80,000, 100,000 chemicals. I've heard crazy numbers way beyond that, but that ought to be enough to give us pause, that are out in the environment that haven't been tested by themselves, let alone in combination with all these things. And at the heart of glyphosate, it is an antibiotic. And so we know if we kill off our good bacteria, bad things are going to happen. And one of the things that helps us detoxify that is glutathione. And at the same time, it also supports our other antioxidants. And I don't know why we wouldn't want to have that as part of our regimen to protect our health through the holidays and year round, for that matter.
So let's also, parenthetically talk about exercise as a way of staying healthy this holiday season. You know, I kind of make a point of, during the holiday season, trying to maintain my exercise program. It's colder, maybe I don't venture outside on the really cold days. But, I'm usually in the gym trying to do something to get my blood flowing and to provide a boost to my immune system. And the new finding is that you should take your microbiome for a walk, that actually exercise changes your microbiome in a positive way. Interesting.
Absolutely everything we do affects them. They don't like it when we're couch potatoes. They like the exercise. I just saw one that they can tell that they somehow change based on whether or not we get sunshine. And I don't think it's just the vitamin D. Mm-hmm. They were put there to operate as though we were going to follow the original master plan, and when we deviate from that,
in a paleo environment, and obviously our environment is so divorced from our paleo origins that it so changes our microbiome. And, many of the studies now show that if we look at so-called primitive hunter-gatherer societies, the few that are remaining intact without contact with Western civilization, very rare now these days, that their microbial diversity is off the charts, where ours is very limited. It's sort of like, they've got a luxuriant Amazon jungle in their intestinal tract, and we have a weed patch.
Well, exactly. Their diet is so much different. They have a lot more fiber in their diet, much more plant input. I'm not against meat. I think the biggest thing that we suffer is not having the vegetable intake. And they're active, and they get sunshine, and their stress is less. I just hope that we stay away from them with our Coca-Cola and Facebook and all the things that would lead us down the wrong path.
Indeed. All right. Well, You know, look, I think more and more people are voting with their feet, you know, opting for healthier lifestyles, healthier diets. And part of that is, you know, choosing high quality supplements, including probiotics. So, you know, at least, you know, while we may still be in the minority, it's a growing minority. More and more people are becoming health conscious. So let's, in conclusion, let's remind our listeners where Dr. Ahir's probiotics are available. Go ahead.
You know, I just remember thinking back to when they first were a sponsor of my show, which was, I don't know, 17 or 18 years ago. They had to sell it direct to consumers. Now it's in virtually every natural food store across the country and, of course, online, but Sprouts and Whole Foods and Vitamin Shop, all of the big chains and virtually all of the independent health food stores have it because they get such good reports on it. I mean, people see a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we bet on the right horse because, you know, this is to the test of time and has become, I think, one of the preeminent brands among probiotics. So it's a little different, folks. It's a little different than some standard probiotics. You know, you won't see those impressive counts in the billions and billions. But think of it as a natural fermented food that can support your GI tract and your overall health in so many ways.
Dr. Hoffman, can
sure.
I just weigh in on that? The billions and billions, that's marketing talk. You have to think about if you take even 100 bacteria, if they're in a good environment, they will double every 30 minutes. And so I put it on a spreadsheet because I needed to verify the numbers, but in 24 hours, taking 100, if you're treating them right, you will have trillions, not billions. So these numbers are kind of meaningless. It's much more important to have well-researched strains and something that's going to improve the gut environment so that your own bacteria, all of the good guys, can thrive. And we don't want to flood the system with a whole lot of one particular strain because the immune system's going to look at that and say, no, that's not right. And you're going to get a reaction that you don't like.
Too bad those bacteria aren't dollars, because if the dollars multiplied like those bacteria, we'd have the trillions and trillions of dollars that are necessary to pay for some of the healthcare schemes that presidential candidates are embracing this election cycle.
Well, exactly. And I hope they've got a plan for where they're going to get all the doctors to plug into this system as well, because that's a whole nother problem. But I got the idea for looking at this from that old joke about, well, would you rather have $100 or a penny doubled every day for a month? And people always would go for the $100, but you know,
it's like it's a psychology experiment, right? You know, if it's people want that immediate gratification, but you know, if they just wait a little bit, their interest will compound.
Yeah, it's I forget what the number it is. It comes up to, but it's like $1 million or something.
Right. So. Great. All right. Always fun talking to you, and you know, we'll schedule another visit with you soon. A reminder that our guest, Marty Whittakin, has her own radio program. It's the Healthy by Nature Show, and you can find it at healthybynatureshow.com. It's on a lot of radio stations, but presumably you can listen live and you can download episodes of that on our website, correct?
Yes, we archive actually years worth of people can come to my site and hear Dr. Hoffman.
Exactly. Oh, great. Okay. Yes. We're Mutual Admiration Society. Thanks, Marty, for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.